Michael's Dream Part 3. The New Religion.
Hey there, look who's back.
You again. What do you want from me?
First of all, your thanks, little brother. It is not with this tone that you should welcome someone who gave you some helpful advice, don't you think?
I admit, you were a great help to me with my father. I am deeply grateful to you. However, I don't feel calm. I don't understand why you helped me. It's not like you. And then why did you come back? Certainly not just to make you thank you. You never show up without an ulterior motive.
Little brother, don't be naive. Did you want me to give you the illusion of a happy ending? This isn't like me either, you know it. It's not over yet, my dear.
I know perfectly well that there is still a lot to do. From here on out, I'll figure it out on my own, thanks.
If I were you, I wouldn't underestimate my advice. There are plenty of clues, my boy, and so far you have only found one.
Enough. You came to ruin my day, didn't you? And then speak. What did you have to tell me?
Oh, no big deal, just that the plan is well underway. Let's say that soon there will be checkmate for humanity. Those poor guys are left with a horse and a tower. The king is practically dead.
You haven't won yet.
I wish it were true. It would mean that we have opponents worthy of the name. Lately, I hate human beings. They made me lose the taste for fighting.
You always hated them, especially when you said you loved them.
Yes, but now I despise them so much that I'm thinking about getting rid of them and replacing them with a better model. You know, there is a problem that I had underestimated in my collaboration with my colleague.
And would it be?
It would be that malice, my colleague's prerogative, is always associated with stupidity. No doubt malice will bother you more, but it's stupidity that bothers me more. You know, it is in my nature to appreciate the lights of the intellect.
It's always been like this, since the beginning of the world. What has changed?
What has changed? Are you kidding me? The human race has changed. They have become a bunch of idiots.
It's not like they were much better before, huh?
Maybe, but they had more class, despite their ridiculousness. There was a time not too long ago when I was dealing with hyped-up people disguised as Templars, who held nightly meetings in the underground of Turin, Lyon, or Prague, in deserted cemeteries or in deconsecrated churches, with owls spying on them from the broken windows. It was stupid, but at least picturesque. Every now and then, some human sacrifice, some raped virgin, some slaughtered children, black cats, sex and lust, the cult of orgasm, abortions, cutting of genitals resulting in the search for the monster of Florence. In short, ordinary administration. I pretended to like it. I appreciated the intentions, even if it bothered me a lot that many of those scoundrels confused me with my colleague. I consoled myself with Father Umworth. He has clear ideas on the subject. We had a good laugh together when he listed our names in alphabetical order, carefully distinguishing the representatives of the two groups, and in response we spat in his face. Until one day, he decided to get behind our backs, and the fun was over. Once, in a moment of respite, I discussed with him about Ahriman's identity, an unusual experience and I must say, very pleasant.
I guess. It must have been amazing.
In my heart, I couldn't help but make a comparison between them and the real Templars, so as not to talk about a Pythagoras or the Atlanteans. And even then, I was sadly aware of the decadence of the mankind. However, I never thought they could fall so low. It's amazing how easily we were able to gain control of all the governments of the world. To enslave science, to have accomplices in all the means of communication, to make evil seem good and good seem evil, distorting the natural meaning of words. Thanks to my ally, of course, but also to the mass of sleepers who allowed all this. No resistance, least of all from the victims. Lots of imbeciles who believe they can decide who will govern them through democratic elections. Democracy died with those who invented it. Even cats know it. They don't understand the truth, not even if you throw it in their face with a book or a movie.
Maybe I'm familiar with the book, but which movie are you referring to?
You can't know it, it's not out yet. It's a trilogy that will come out in a couple of years. But they won't understand anything anyway.
Sorry, why do you want to expose your game if you have decided to eliminate them?
You know I have to.
Yes, I forgot. You are forced to respect free will. How have you fallen from heaven, O Morning Star, Son of the Dawn? You could have been the best of us.
I tried to wake them up, but believe me, it's a waste of effort. In any case, I won't have time to delete them. Someone more powerful than me will take care of it. Get ready for the grand finale, Miguel. There will be fireworks crackling everywhere. Skyscrapers will implode. Bridges will collapse with people above. Gothic cathedrals will burn. Atomic bombs will explode. And you know what? Those suckers will believe always to the official version of facts. Enemy planes, poor maintenance, short circuit, gesture of a fanatic, nitrate deposit. It will be enough to send four extras on TV with white coats, and those idiots will believe the most macroscopic tall tales. It's shocking, you know? They buy every lie. After all, you already have it had some essays.
For example?
What do I know? Rammstein?
I remember. August 1988.
Frecce Tricolori performance in Germany. Alleged error in the execution of the cardioid by the most experienced pilot, the soloist, resulting in an accident in which two of his colleagues and 67 members of the public also died, not counting hundreds of seriously injured people. Two of the pilots who died in the accident were on reconnaissance on June 27, 1980, near the DC-9 Atavia, which crashed in Ustica, and had launched a general alarm. They were supposed to be heard a few days later as witnesses at the trial, but they didn't get there. Only an idiot would think something like this is an accident, and yet people believed it. I must continue?
No, just stop. The concept is very clear.
You haven't seen the worst yet, Mick. Death and violence are less terrible than stupidity. It will be that the weapon of the near future. The day will come when they will consult the kids as if they were oracles.
What kids?
Boys, girls, it's the same. Starting from soy boys, sexual identity will be irrelevant.
I'm not following you.
That's another thing you can't know. Genetically modified soy, my dear. We will enforce it worldwide as a food supplement with the help of vegans, and it will give us great help in creating the much desired third sex.
Humankind has no need for a third sex.
You say this. There are too many of them. The alternative is extermination. You should thank me. I'm trying to devise some stratagem to avoid it. And then, hear from which pulpit the sermon comes. Which one is your sex, Mikael? Shall we ask old Isaiah? With two wings you hide your face, with two you fly, with two you cover your legs, remember? Open the two wings at the bottom and see what they hide.
I don't follow you in this nonsense, you know, but the Holy Scripture has no doubts about it. The Sodomites, known for their attraction to the male sex, tried to abuse Lot's two guest angels. They called Lot and said to him, "Where are those men who came to you this night? Let them out by us, so that we can abuse them. Therefore males, without a doubt. But I hope we don't want to get into a discussion about the sex of angels now."
Good heavens, no. Sex is only passable if practiced.
Otherwise, it's a subject at least as boring as Thomas Aquinas' De Substantiis Separatis.
Hello? Hello?
I'll see you later, baby.